It's Tuesday morning, and now live from the Rockefeller Center in New York, please welcome your friend and mine, Chris Moyles.
Tuesday morning in New York, so welcome to our show. We've ordered up our breakfast and we're all raring to go. There's lots of lovely differences for everyone to see. They always offer coffee, but we still insist on tea.
Show.
Live from New York City, International Radio 1.
How you doing?
Right. I'm in such a foul mood this morning. I was in a great mood up until 10 minutes ago, and now I'm in a foul mood because of the idiot numbskull security guard downstairs in this building.
He's nuts, hasn't he?
Who just called me back and told me off for him being crap at his job. I'm so mad. We go outside, right? Reese and I, our lovely Dr. Reese, our executive producer, because you can't smoke in this building anyway. You can't smoke anywhere in New York, you know, because you might get killed. Forget all the fog and the smog and all the stuff and the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the people who shoot you. But apparently smoking's bad for you. So anyway, so we go outside for a cigarette and we walk past the security guard, who's one of these security guards who's like one old boy. This will be roughly his last job. You know what I mean? One of them. So we go outside. He goes, "Good night." I said, "Oh, well, see you in a few minutes. Just going for a cigarette." Go outside for a cigarette. Come back in, and he's talking to some other people, so we kind of walk by him, he doesn't say anything, we go to the security gate to get in, and it doesn't open, and he calls us back, "Come here, come here." "What's your problem?" "Come here." "What?" "Don't walk past me, and don't ignore me when I have my supervisor here, blah, blah, blah." And I'm, "Whoa, what are you on about?" No, he starts telling me off. And I'm like, "Don't talk to me like that. Who the hell do you think you are? Just because you're doing your job badly and you ask to see our passes and your supervisor's there, then therefore you've been told off. Now you're embarrassed. You're telling me off. Don't talk to me like that, blah, blah." And I'm really angry. And I'm, you know, when you get so angry with someone, you're shaking. And then eventually I'm like, you know, and he's going, "No, you listen to me. Listen to me. Blah, 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 blah." And I went, "Okay, hang on a second. You didn't even ask to see our passes." "Well, you listen to me now. Now I'm talking. You didn't ask to see our passes. Just because you've made a mistake, don't take it out on me. Blah, 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 blah." And the other security guard comes up and goes, "It's all right. It's okay. I'm sorry about this. Let me walk you through." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, man, but he's just got me so... It's okay. It's all right." No, no, no.
He's no idea what
I'm getting in the lift and I'm absolutely shaking. My hands are really, really shaking. And I turn around and Reese and I went, "Can you believe that?" And he goes, "Yeah, yeah. But did you see who walked by during it? Some fella used to be in a band." I thought the reason Reese was being quiet was because he was impressed at the way I was handling the situation. No, completely oblivious. There was somebody from a band who's now an actor that he recognised that I've never heard of.
What, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, literally. "Can you believe that, Reese?" He goes, "Yeah, I know. So-and-so from the New York Dolls." Or whatever, what band was it?
Yeah, David Johansen from the New York Dolls.
Wow, David Johansen, ladies and gentlemen. And forget the fact that I'm getting told off by some guy from... Where's he from?
British Guyana.
British Guyana? Forget that I'm getting told off by this old midget dude. But look, David Guyana's just walked by.
And did he have to do a retina scan and give a stool sample?
No, he just walked straight by. Not a problem, sir. Good night, David. Have a lovely evening.
Maybe it's just...
Love to the wife and kids.
It's just us, isn't it?
They hate us already. We've only done one show. I'm sure... Dominic can tell I'm that. I think Dominic always knows when I'm in a bad mood.
Do you need a hug?
Monday, Tuesday, happy days. Come on, in with a good, out with a bad.
Seriously, I want to drag his ass up to the 36th floor and then chuck him out the window. But apparently that may be illegal in this country.
Apparently.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm calm now, Dominic.
Thank you.
And Carrie, I'm calm.
Deep breath. Are they getting all this in reception?
What?
Are they getting all this in reception?
Yeah, but they will, but not for another 5 hours, so we're all right. We'll be back at the hotel by then. I'll be the clear.
You don't get any of this with Billy in reception here, do you? Blimey.
No, no. Because, you know, he's asleep.
He's not, obviously. That was just...
Yeah.
Morning, Billy!
He's very awake.
Right, we'll play that Your Body record in a second. And we'll play a little bit of Pink Goddess of DJ. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. It's 2 minutes past seven.
It's now 5 minutes past seven.
Oh, good morning, Dominic Byrne.
Good morning. How are you feeling now?
I'm all right, actually. I feel a little bit chilled, more
good.
Chilled.
Good.
But when we get here, the security's so tight here, you know, and we're not used to it, our place.
Mm.
Dom?
Yeah?
It's no exaggeration to say that it is quicker to get into the United States than it is to get into the building at Sirius.
True.
Honestly.
I'll tell you something else as well. When you get here, without giving too much away, I don't want to give out all the security secrets. So you have to get past the guy downstairs, right?
Yeah.
And so we've come into this building now 3 or 4 times and seen three or four different security guards. Mm-hmm. So nothing helps you, right? Mm. And there's so many floors in this building that it's not like you go, oh, I'm here for this. And they go, oh, yeah, the BBC guy. They haven't a clue. They really haven't a clue. And they're not particularly interested. But what you get at the most is this. You're not on the system. That's it. You're not on the system. Okay. Not like, nothing's showing here. Let me call up and see what I got. You're not on the system.
That's okay, like the American version of computer says no, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it is.
You're not on the system. So then when you are on the system, after you've rung up and you eventually got your name on the system, and then you can get in, and then they give you a pass, and they take your photo, so it goes on your photo ID pass, which is temporary, by the way, and runs out at midnight. So if you get in if you go out for a cigarette at 5 to 12, then come back in, they won't let you back in.
What do you mean your photo runs out at midnight? You're not going to change from day to day, are you? What's that
because
mean?
Because the pass runs out.
Photo ID.
Oh, I see.
Harry Potter, you walk off.
You get a pass for the day.
The picture does change, though, depending on how good the skills of the photo.
Do you know what? They don't warn you they're taking
guard.
The photo either.
What they've got... Well, Alex...
So
yeah,
all angles in there.
Only you would care about that.
I do care about that.
I haven't shaved at anything. What they do is they've got, like, a little webcam, right, which they have on a wire, and they hold it up, and they take a picture of you, they capture a little photo of you, and it appears on this pass. Mm. And when we first came the other day, the guy's kind of lined up going, just left the ear, okay, just stay still. All right, lovely, got it. Tonight, right, I swear on my life, the pass I have to get into this building is from my nose upwards. I swear, what I'll do, I'll have to show it to
you. It's like a man peeking over a fence.
Yeah.
Can you stick it online?
I will try, but I expect that I'll be walking down the corridor and these guys will turn up with guns and helicopters and sniffer dogs, and then all of a sudden they'll cover up the bottom half of my face. They'll go, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Miles, we didn't realise it was you. We weren't aware you had a mouth and a chin. I've got several chins, actually. But then you get here, and then this morning, Reese and I come in just after everybody else, and so you're in the building, get out of the lift on the floor where Sirius Radio is, and there's a big glass door, but we don't have a security thing to get in, and there's a desk for a security guard, but there's no security guard sitting there, obviously, because the security guard, I've now worked out, is in its own secret hiding place. And the reason we know this is, we're kind of standing there, so I have to ring Alan in the studio or whatever, and his phone's off, so I'm trying to get hold of someone else. All of a sudden, we hear, we're in a corridor, we just hear, what's your name? And I'm like, who the hell, what was that? Did I just hear that? What are your names? And there's no camera that you can see, there's no speaker that you can see, so Reese and I turn around randomly, like something out of The Prisoner, and go, Reese and Chris? And then 30 seconds later, you just say, open the door! Okay. Thank you! Randomly shouting to the stadium, thank you!
Reese and Chris.
I don't know.
Tell them the best bit, how to open the door. My favourite part of that system.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. So if you're standing outside the door, you need a security fob like we have at work to get the door open. Whereas if you're already in the building, all you need to do is walk past the door and it opens. So Allard is loving it. You know, Allard doesn't need to. Allard's in and we're out. Allard doesn't need to. I've never said that before. Allard doesn't need to come and press a button or anything to let us in. All he has to do is walk under the sensor, you know, as if you're walking to the door, and it unlocks the door. Now, anybody else would just walk up to the door and open it. The sensor would unlock it, and by the time your hands got to the handle, you'd open it. Not Allard. Allard just walks up and sachets under the sensor and doesn't touch the door.
It's great.
As if to go, look, I can let you in without touching the finger. Whoosh!
It's like Strictly Come Dancing.
He's done this 3 times now, and I can tell you it's getting extremely irritating. Apart from that, though, I'm in a great mood, though.
Excellent.
Right, talk to you at 7:30.
Bye.
7:10.
Tuesday morning in New York, so welcome to our show. We've ordered up our breakfast and we're all raring to go. There's lots of lovely differences for everyone to see. They always offer coffee, but we still insist on tea. International Radio.
Will do, my darling. It's Pink on Radio 1 and God is a DJ. Good morning. How are you, Dave?
Ugh, I've got a wind.
That's pretty awesome.
Great.
In different area codes. I got wind.
The weird thing, right, is the fact that because...
Because you just eat a 12-hour-old salad, that's why.
Because, oh, that was weird, right, yesterday, the Chris Moore Show and Salad Shocker.
Yeah.
We're walking back from the studios and all of us stopped off for a salad rather than a burger.
I met somebody who will be able to prove that I was eating a salad. I was just buying it and the fellow walked past the shop, recognised me from...
Northern Ireland, Lisbon.
Yeah, from Lisbon, yeah. He was called Polo, and he and his girlfriend Donna had just got engaged. He said, yes, hello, the man, And I'm like, not a clue. But I remember, and I normally never remember their names, but I don't know if I remember your name. I'm called Polo. I'll remember that. So Polo and Donna, congratulations. They won't hear this because they're in New York, but if you know them, tell them that I said hello. So he's a witness that saw me.
And also, talking of chance encounters.
I haven't finished saying what I'm saying. Don't start getting our security guard with me. So I have witnesses. I even held the salad up a little bit in the photo that we had, just to prove.
I was very impressed.
Thank you. You may now speak.
It doesn't matter now.
No.
I've got one.
It doesn't matter now.
Don't get all arsey with me.
No. Don't want to tell my story now.
Okay, right.
Yesterday, when we came out of the building, there were two fellas who came all the way from London because they knew we were out here.
Yeah, freaks.
They got a flight.
Dave,
what?
You have got wind, haven't you?
I haven't farted.
Oh.
I haven't farted.
That's disgusting.
I haven't. I just feel a bit gassy.
What kind of wind do you have? Non-farty wind?
No, I just feel a bit gassy.
Have you farted in the studio?
He has.
Have you?
I haven't farted anywhere. Well, not in here.
Promise?
Yeah.
That's a very weak year. Do you swear on Everton's life?
Yes.
You farted in here! You dirty dog! Look at his face, Rach. Look at his face. Look.
Oh, how unsavoury, Dave.
What? Watch this. This is how I find out whether someone's lied. You ready? Now watch his face. Alan, you watch the one side.
Yeah.
Rach, you watch the other. Watch this. Three questions. Watch. This is scientifically proved. Dave, look me in the eye. Have you ever killed a man?
No.
Have you ever sold a dog?
No.
Have you farted in the studio?
No.
See that? See that? You see that there? You see that?
That's not a scientific test.
That is a scientific test that I saw on Darren Brown or something. He didn't ask if he killed a dog. He asked other questions.
Or sold a man.
No. He's murdered a man, sold a dog. Have you... Oh, here we go. Have you ever sold a man?
No.
Have you ever murdered a dog?
No.
Oh! He's murdered a dog!
It's not funny.
No, it's not. It's not funny. The murdering of dogs isn't funny.
Is it time for Sting Ring?
We can do it. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay. It's time for Sting Ring. Look at his face now. Look at his face. Look, he's got his... Oh, just
you
move
look
on, face.
Really defensive.
So I've farted. So what? It's not
I haven't,
a crime.
No, can I just, for the record, say that I haven't farted because I don't do that in the studio when there's other people around.
Someone has.
It's Reese.
Reese.
Hey?
I can hand on heart say that I have not trumped since being in this building.
I haven't trumped.
I haven't either.
Nowhere.
Hey, you are. You're like the Trump Tower.
Oh, very good.
I wonder what they're talking about on Radio 4.
It's the Today programme.
Grace never stops eating. That's why Trump.
Somebody's guffed in the studio today. That's what they're doing. Anyway, it's 21 minutes past 7. You're loving this music, aren't you, Alan?
I love this music.
Should we get it released for Christmas?
No, it's nice like this. I don't want it in the shops.
You don't want too much of it on the radio.
You wanted it to get out, would you?
Yeah. By the time it's gone on the Super A-list, high rotation.
Exactly.
You'd be bored of it by New Year. Right, Sting Ring then. We're doing American Sting Ring all this week, ringing up people who live in the US. That's short for United States. I know, I'm good, aren't I? So we're going to do Sting Ring, and yesterday the guy was great, going, "Yo, Morsey." He was good, wasn't he?
He enjoyed it.
Yeah, he did.
Weirdo.
Right, going to dial somebody else up now, and then we'll put them through, and it should be very exciting. You ready, Alan?
Yeah.
Hello?
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love? Among
amazing thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, Chris Moyles, I love you. Thank you for sharing this with me. Another one, please, please. Pretty, please. I can dance this thing any morning. I got it down. What is going on? Hit me one more time. Come on. I've never been more perfect. Alright, well thank you,
Moldy.
Have a great day.
She's weird, isn't she?
So American.
She's weird. I didn't like that. I'm kinda getting a little bit freaked out by these megas. Milesy. I don't like it.
They're weird.
I know who I am, but I don't know who they are.
They're weird, the Americans.
Yeah, I don't like it. Hit me one time, hit me one time.
This is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. That I find hard to believe. Can you imagine if that woman ever gives birth? How was it? Yeah, it was all right, but once I got stung wrong by Chris Moyle. Anyway, that was Lauren Brown.
Morning, Lauren.
Morning, Lauren. How are you? She's from Atlanta, but now lives in Washington, D.C., just down the road. And the one thing she says when we're in New York is shop in Broom Street. There you go, Broom Street.
Doesn't sound good.
And in her spare time, she likes to ride her horse, Trevor. I know somebody like that as well. Right, let's get some Sean Paul!
We be burning.
Apparently you're burning, because Rachel's just gone, someone's definitely guffed, and we reckon that your ass is burning through your trousers.
I haven't farted once since I've been in here, I promise.
Somebody is. I don't know who it is.
It's Reese.
Reese? Why, look at
now he looks upset.
No, it's not me, okay? No. No.
Alan's sniffing.
No.
Go on.
Not going near sniff Reese.
Sniff him like a dog.
Oh! Reese! There's an image I never thought I'd see.
Oh. We're all a little bit delirious. Lack of sleep.
It is, isn't it?
Lack of sleep, too much Thousand Island dressing. It's a mixture.
You've overdosed on salad.
Woo!
We need to go back to the burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know, I was fine on burgers, not a problem.
That's what's making me gassy. It's all that lettuce.
Yeah, it's all them croutons killing you, aren't they? Right, 7:28 in the morning, 2:28 in the a.m. We're live in New York City. Good morning. Right, we'll do news and sport next to Dominic and Gary. Hang on.
There's some bridge maintenance work going on at the moment. It's happening in Anglesey on Beach Road North, both ways. It's the A4080 junction. Once they've done that bridge, they may well go off and start maintaining another one. Wow. You never know. 7:34 now.
Oh, was that you, Dominic? Thank you very much.
Windy Dave. Good morning.
Dom, I haven't done anything. I've got wind, but I haven't let any of it out.
Okay, that's brilliant.
You must be in pain now.
It's just inside. I just feel gassy. Now, it's either that salad or it was that draft bodies that we found last
Carrie.
Week.
I think it was the draft bodies, Dave. Mm.
Carrie, ask him when he bought the salad.
When did you buy the salad, Dave?
When did we buy it? I can't remember.
About 4 o'clock
was
yesterday
it?
Afternoon. Oh,
so about,
which would have been 9 o'clock. Yes.
9 o'clock last night.
Yes, but...
And ask him when he last had some of that salad, Carrie.
When did you last eat some of that salad, Dave?
about half an hour ago.
Dave, but you're an idiot.
No.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, by the way, I spent $20 on this salad. I had everything in it. But anyway, the thing was, to keep it fresh, I took it back to the hotel room and it wouldn't fit in my fridge. So what I did is I put it under the window.
Mm. Right? Under the radiator?
No, under the open window.
Right.
And then all night I was cold because I was trying to keep my salad fresh.
That's possibly the saddest thing you've ever said on national radio. To keep your salad cold.
That's sad.
What was in your salad, Dave, apart from everything?
Turkey, chicken, ham, bacon, cheese, shrimps. Now, shrimps aren't good the next day on a salad.
Shrimps that you put by a radiator. Well done. You're so clever, Dave.
Tomorrow.
Warm shrimp salad, please.
Mm. I had a salad too. I was very pleased myself. This is great. And I don't know whether they do this in anywhere else. They probably do it in every high street in the UK, but because I don't eat salad, I don't know. What happens is you choose what kind of salad you'd like, so a kind of like a normal lettuce.
Big bowl of greens.
Yeah, exactly. And then you go and you choose what you want in it, which is brilliant. So I don't really like salad, but, you know, I've started eating, you know, I'm a bit of chicken salad, whatever. So I thought, well, everyone else is having a salad, I'll have a salad too. So I completely bypass all the carrots and all that kind of thing, and I just go, I'll have some meat. So I'll have some of that meat, and that meat, and that meat, and that meat, that meat, Thousand Island dressing. That'll do. Thanks very much. I had a meat salad, but it was yummy.
So it's a non-salad salad.
But I didn't realise.
No, it had lettuce in it.
Mm.
Each one of those bits of meat, though, they charged $2 for, which is why my salad ended up being $20, which is approximately £12, I think, isn't it?
Can I just say we're talking about salad?
I know.
It's good, though, isn't it? I think it suits.
Don't worry, we'll be back to the lap dancers and the big-breasted women soon. Still give the listeners what they want, but we're just trying to, you know, re-educate their food habits. All right, thank you, guys. 7:37.
Good morning from America. We're live here for the week. The people look just like us, but they're different when they speak. The city is quite similar, but some differences are clear. The food is maybe cheaper, but the petrol's just as dear.
Dave's not happy with the price of his salad either.
Hi, this is Gwen Stefani, yes, Radio 1.
Those two records seamlessly back-to-back by the fingers of Mr. Alan Jones.
Good morning. Hi.
Congratulations.
It's a new desk. It's difficult to do.
That's right. Well, it's difficult for you.
It is difficult.
Yeah. Anyway, good morning. It's 7:46. We're live in New York City this morning. Don't forget, you can check out the photos and some beautiful photos of Reese, who once also the blurb on their change to executive producer Reese.
Why, what does it say?
Producer Reese.
Oh, does it?
Does it?
I'm executive producer. There's a picture of him eating chicken from when we went to Sylvia's the other day.
He ate three chickens in Sylvia's.
Yeah, and everybody's leftovers.
That was so funny. It's like the dustbin at the end of the table.
Horrible.
And also, I like the way it's amazing how we all blended in so well. You, your shades,
in Harlem, yeah. I mean, he looked like he was born and raised there, as opposed to where he was born and raised, which is very similar to Harlem, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. I thought we looked at home on the streets of Harlem. We looked gangster tough.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Should have seen me and Reese going out to people asking for drops for the show. Could you say hi to Chris?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Have a look at the photos. It's at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1 online. And see the photos of what happened yesterday. But hey, would you like to hear what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Radio 1. Gabby, you are taking us out once more, and apparently you are taking us to the world-famous Harlem.
Everybody loves to go to Harlem, and this whole image that was created by the evil Hollywood people of it being a scary, horrible, terrible, dangerous place is nonsense. Harlem is different than it was in 1843, but of course everything all over the world is different, so let's get rid of the bum rap as far as Harlem goes. I've seen movie makers go into
Did
Harlem.
You just say, let's get rid of the bum rap?
Yeah, the bum rap.
Okay.
The bum rap.
I just had to double check.
Do you have potatoes in your ears?
I don't have potatoes in my ears, but I also don't get involved in bum raps. So I want to, when we get there,
yes.
I want to eat.
Well, one of the best places to eat is Sylvia's.
Who's Sylvia?
Sylvia is a very nice lady whose husband... I'm going to guarantee this story 99%, because even the Gab man is not always perfect.
Right.
But he was a cook during World War II, and when they came back, he came back...
It was a red light, by the way, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah, don't worry.
I think it was red light going the other way. But does red mean stopping him?
Yeah, it does. Don't worry about it. Yeah, yeah.
So he was a cook, and Sylvia, his wife, came up with the idea that when they got back to Harlem after World War II, they ought to open up a restaurant, and they did, and it became a huge success, and today their son operates it, and I understand you may have the rare treat of meeting Sylvia.
Oh, really?
So that's fantastic. You're going to enjoy it very much. It's going to be real Southern cooking.
Welcome to Sylvia's world-famous soul food restaurant. I'm here with the Queen of Soul, Sylvia Woods.
We welcome all. Please find it enjoyable.
So, I've just eaten in your fabulous restaurant. I am full.
Listen, if you come to this restaurant and you're not full, something is wrong.
So when I first arrived, there was a fabulous woman singing and greeting everybody as we walked in. The atmosphere was electric. It was brilliant. Yes.
When you come to Sylvia's, you come to my grandmother's home. You come to my family's home.
And they believe you home.
That's right. So you feel comfortable.
You got that right.
It doesn't get any better than that.
No.
Tell me some of the things that people can expect to eat when they get here.
What's the first thing? Fried chicken.
Definitely.
Collard greens. Candy yams. We said that at the same time, so you know they're doubly good. Macaroni and cheese, red velvet cake, coconut cake, carrot
candy
cake.
Yams.
I had black eyed peas for the first time in here today.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're going to have good luck.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yes. Every New Year's, somebody got some black eyed peas in their pot. The black eyed peas represent pennies.
Well, listen, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it here today, and good luck with everything, and make sure they look after you and you take a break.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. She got a big 80th birthday coming up, so everybody from the UK, you're invited. Come on hang out with us February
2nd. The big 80. Can you imagine?
You don't look it.
I Not feel it.
I've got to say, right, Sylvia, right, she's 79 years old, and see how nice I was in that little thing.
She looks in good nick, I think.
But I was like somebody from the holiday programme. What can people expect when they come here? Because she was so, she had no idea who I was, what I was doing, or what was going on generally. I thought, I can't really remember. But when she goes, what was it, the candied yams or whatever the hell they're selling?
They were lovely. I had those.
What do they call them?
Candied yams.
So she goes, so what can you expect? And goes, chicken, blah, blah, blah. And they both go, candied yams. Oh, well, you know it's good because we both said that at the same time, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody just goes, candied yams. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, we've already said that, Grandma. We've already said that. Candied yams are good. Oh, my Lord.
It's good in there, though, isn't it?
But the food is mega. Absolutely
Fried
mega.
Chicken, ribs, collard greens, whatever they are.
Yeah.
Reset.
And by the way, it's a slight lie. It's not like going into that home because they still give you a bill at the end of it. They still charge you. You know what I mean? It's not like it's all free, but they still charge. But it was a really... it's a great place, isn't it?
Mm.
So if you ever come to New York and you find... We recommend you go during the day. Maybe if you're going to go to Harlem, lunchtime.
Daytime is good.
Maybe better than dinner. Mm. I mean, it's Eastern Road, you may disagree.
You have more time in the day, don't you?
But personally, I find that if I'm going into Harlem to eat at a soul food cafe, for me, I find that lunchtime...
And also, if you find the portions too big, take executive producer Reese with you.
He will
demolish everything.
Not a problem, right? There will be no leftover food on your plate. You may not eat it, but Reese definitely will. Yeah. Anyway, Sylvia's in Harlem. Go check it out.
In the daytime.
Oh, yeah. Have you
ever... Every last second there with Eminem, I was just so...
soak it up.
I was just so amazed by his life story there. I had no idea that he had a daughter called Hayley.
No.
Why hasn't he mentioned her in other songs?
I didn't realise that he had difficulty in his younger days and also about his mother as well.
It's just amazing how he's kept this from us over the last few years.
Mm.
I know Allard is especially upset by this.
I am.
You feel as though he's lied to you and cheated on you.
In a way.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he has bad guts at the moment, Dave.
Is this back to me again?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, just because it's funny.
I do feel like I might need to go to the toilet, though.
That's great. Thank you very much, Joe. Beautiful. Minutes to eight. We're live in New York City this morning. We're here all week. Somebody will be flying out to see us tomorrow. We have round two of our big New York competition. We'll do in about 15 minutes. All good. Nice to hear this again. Mm. Avril Lavigne and Complicated at Radio 1. Special version. Right, coming up then, round two of our big New York competition. We need somebody else to go through to our final on Wednesday.
Helen got through yesterday, didn't she?
Yeah. And 50 Cent will be talking to us on the show, fingers crossed. I'm sure it'll happen.
I think it will.
Westwood said he'll help us out with it. All good. Right, Avril Lavigne, Complicated, Killers, the Black Eyed Peas, Yum Yum, playing just a few seconds. 50 is happening, apparently.
Alex sorted it out.
50 is happening.
Great.
Well, you said it. You said 50's definitely happening.
I know, it's exciting.
Yeah, I know.
I'm very excited. I don't know what I'm going to say to the guy, but...
No, and switch him off again. Right, so we'll play whatever I just said. Killers, is that right?
Yeah, something else. What was the other one?
Black Eyed Peas.
That's some yams. Candied yams.
After we get some news of sport with Dominic and Carrie, it's 2 minutes past eight.
5 minutes past eight.
Mikey, who's pressing the buttons for you in London with yesterday's weather jingle, has shown me up because he's beat matching it, so it sounds seamless.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Mm.
He's also dancing to it as well.
Is he?
He's digging about. Mm.
To be honest, Dominic, he's that kind of guy. You know what I mean? He's one of them dancers.
Mm. He's a big fan of the sports music, and now he's found that yesterday's weather is just as beat-tastic for him.
Right. Maybe they would have been playing his jingles for about 2 years, and I see he's noticed. Yeah. That's awesome. Anyway, all good. Right, so, Carrie, what did you get up to yesterday?
I met David Beckham yesterday.
Wow!
Get you.
Yeah, so it was all over the news. You've probably seen it.
Dad.
He was opening a football academy in Greenwich in London. And
is this his football academy?
It's his own football academy, yes. Right, he's got a few. I think he's got one in America as well, but I think it's too far away from you to go and see it. But he does have one there too.
Mm. Right. Okay.
We're a bit old for his academy anyway, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think he's mainly looking at kids.
Well, he is. You might be able to teach Allard a thing or two, though. You never know.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
That sort of academy.
Well, because Allard obviously has an interest in football at times.
Right.
When he chooses to.
I see. We were making a cheap joke about his sexuality, but you meant ball skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Mm. Okay. So where was this yesterday? Where did you talk to him?
I went down to his academy yesterday, and it's in Greenwich, in London, obviously. And
does it have a sign outside?
Over. Yeah, it's massive. It's huge.
Oh, does it say David Beckham's Football Academy?
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does,
really?
Yeah. There's like a massive sign. It's like huge. It's brilliant. It's just by the Millennium Dome. Anyway.
It's huge. It's brilliant.
It's really impressive. They've got like three pitches, like full size.
Wow. Three?
Not one pitch, but three pitches.
Wow, this place is brilliant. There's more on my local park.
Anyway, I asked him about New York, because you're out there at the moment, so I asked him if he's got any tips for where you should go.
I absolutely love New York. I think it's one of my most favourite cities in the world. There and obviously London and Paris, you know, for me it's, and of course Madrid. But, you know, New York is one of the best places in the world, and it's got so many different people and different places to see and go, but I'm not going to mention any.
Brooklyn, it's got to be a favourite one place to go, surely. You liked it there.
Of course, of course. that's where we was when we first found out Victoria was pregnant. And, you know, it's of course, he's our son. So, you know, it's a big part of our life.
He's so sure, isn't he, David Beckham?
It's definitely probably one of my favourite places in the world.
One of his most favourite places in the world.
Yeah, along with Paris and London and Madrid, and everywhere, basically.
And anywhere else that he has commercial endorsements and the headquarters are based in that city, yeah. He loves those places too. Yeah. Well, did you fancy him?
Did I fancy him? Yeah. I never have done before. Never before, but I really found myself being quite pathetic and girly at one point.
You can tell.
But close up though, does it not look like he's, you know, he's, how can I put this legally? His face may be different to how it was maybe a year and a half ago?
No, I don't think so. I think he,
Botox!
No!
Botox!
No, it's true.
I think he plucks his eyebrows, if he doesn't mind me saying.
His forehead just seems a little bit stretched, or is it just me?
No, I don't think
so. That's because he sometimes has a hairband in now, so maybe that
so it stretches the skin.
Well,
yeah.
Possibly.
Right. Yeah.
You try it.
All these women spending millions of pounds around the world, and all they need is a tight hairband.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do. Like those girls with the big earrings, you know, that kind of like pull back facelift them.
But was he a nice guy? Was he a good fella?
He was lovely, and we talked about lots of things, including the World Cup, and I said that the trophy'd been in here and we'd warmed it up for him. But also, in terms of going out to Germany, I also had a chat with him about what kind of food they might eat out there.
Do you like sausage? Because apparently they that's all they eat out there.
In Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love sausages.
And Christmas, what are you up to at Christmas?
That's put you off there, hasn't it?
It has, yeah, you made me laugh.
I'm going to spend Christmas in London. You know, I'm going to come back with the kids and Victoria, and we're just going to spend the time in London.
Okay, well, that might work in our favour, because apparently we're allowed to take a guest to the Radio 1 Christmas party this year.
Oh,
so
really?
Are you free on the 13th of December?
13th of December. I'm playing, unfortunately, still. Yeah, we don't finish till the 21st.
Oh, never mind. I had to ask.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
If I was here, I would.
There we go.
You're pathetic.
It wasn't a definite no.
My skin is crawling.
You're pathetic.
Vomit.
Hang on, Carrie, in the same link, you talked about sausage and the Radio 1 Christmas party with David Beckham.
I know.
You are so good. And you have a go at me for being all over the female guests when they come in here. And we're allowed an extra pass for the Christmas party. Oh, you're so gorgeous.
I've never...
Sleep with me! Oh, no. I just... Sleep with me!
I've never fancied him before, but he's got a real twinkle in his eyes.
You know what? It sounds like you're making up for it now. Yeah. I've never fancied him before. We haven't got much time. There's years I've missed, David. Sleep with me! I've never heard you so, I've got to say, desperate.
I was pathetic, wasn't I? It sounds awful. Never mind.
And what was that all about? So, yeah, Germany, yeah. Do you like sausages? Oh, God. And you know that in her mind all she's singing is, I want to sleep with him. I don't care what he's saying. I could give him his own county. I own four of them. We could run Berkshire together. The king and queen of Berkshire.
Yeah, I really like sausages. It's one of my favourite foods in the whole world. One of my most favourite ever.
Yeah, together with bacon. Eggs, bread.
Which I like to eat in Madrid and Berlin and Paris and New York.
Anyway, thank you, Carrie.
He
well
was
done.
Lovely.
Nice one. Was that it, by the way?
Yeah.
All right. So there's no kind of, you know, what happened next scenario going on?
No.
All right, fair enough. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, David Beckham. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.
It's 12 minutes past 8 on BBC Radio 1.
New York, New York, it's really good. So good they named it twice. But we're booked into a cheap hotel that isn't all that nice. We're still polite and very kind. We're on our best behavior to spread the word to the Yanks that Chris Miles is the savior. The Chris Miles Show. Live from New York City, International Radio.
97 to 99 FM, this is BBC Radio 1, and hey, what a great day I'm having here. How's your day today, Dave?
I like that record.
Do you?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's an alright day so far, isn't it, Bar? You getting out with a security guard before, but now we're all happy, you've had some pizza and we're...
Whoa, hang on a second, I wasn't out with a security guard, but did you see how well I just handled that situation?
Yeah, so
Reece,
far.
Very good.
As executive producer, and by the way, he didn't say anything during all of it, he stayed quiet, he's just surfing on the internet, whatever he's looking for, Amsterdam Homes dot whatever it is. We're trying to get, because we're in New York, and we're trying to phone the people back in Britain to get them on the air here in New York so they can win a chance to come to New York, and the phone lines are screwed. And we've rung one of them back 8 times, apparently.
So at the moment, we have one of them, I think, on the lines here in New York. The other one, they're trying to ring from London.
We've got rid of
both. Oh, they're both gone now.
Both ringing from London.
So essentially what we're doing now is filling.
Yeah, this is
our padding league.
This is padding. And everyone's going, I'm like, right, okay, you three, go outside, work out what's going on, and then come back in and tell us.
We'll just chitter-chat in the meantime.
Oh, look, here comes Rachel. Here,
thumbs up, hey?
This is very exciting.
Let's go for it.
All right, okay, we reckon this will work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck, everybody.
Take a deep breath. Let's go.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from New York. New York is so cool.
Right, so fingers crossed, one of our listeners is flying out to New York tomorrow. Yesterday we spoke to Heather.
Helen. Helen got through yesterday.
Sorry, Helen. Sorry, I forgot your name. She were one, so she'll be on the final tomorrow. We have two more people to talk to. The prize is you will fly out to New York Wednesday. We'll pick up in a nice hotel. You'll bring a mate as well. Come and hang out with us. Pop into the studios at the Rockefeller Center, if you so desire. And on the last night of your holiday, you will go to the world premiere of King Kong, the movie starring Mr. Jack Black. Not out until the 14th of December, and you'll be at the world premiere. So it's a great little prize. Right, so let's meet the callers. Fingers crossed. Line one should be Ollie from Lincoln. Good morning, Ollie.
Hello, Chris. Morning.
How are you?
I'm really nervous now because you guys cut me off about 12 times.
I know.
Listen, we're more nervous than you are.
Yeah. Listen, blame that on Alad.
I am.
Hello.
Yeah. Morning, Alad.
Morning.
Have you ever been to New York before, Ollie?
No, 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 Chris.
All right, okay. You would love it here, man.
I'd absolutely love it, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay. Who would you bring?
Bring my friend Jem. He's party boy.
Okay. That's another bloke bringing another bloke. What's going on? Where's the women, Dave? Where are the chicks? All right, listen, good luck, fella.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you are to battle against Vicky from Chelmsford. Morning, Vicky.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
I am fine. Everybody else is getting a little bit kind of, tensioned out and everything, but I'm good. How are you feeling?
I'm okay, thank you. Very, very nervous.
I bet you are. And so you should be, because up for grabs is a chance to come to New York.
I know.
Who would you bring?
I'd bring my boyfriend, Nick, with me.
Did she just say boyfriend?
Yep, she said boyfriend.
We might have a problem.
Well, listen, best of luck, Vicky.
Yeah. I wouldn't hold your breath,
you're going to need it, love.
Okay.
Only joking, obviously, darling. You know, you've got as much chance as anybody else, although, Ollie, I reckon you've probably slightly got more chance. No, I'm joking. It has to be fair. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We have mocked up two New York scenes, right? Same as yesterday.
Yep.
We will meet the people, and they will tell you all about their lives and their jobs. They will say, I do this and I do that and blah, blah, blah. They will say lots of facts that you may need to remember because there will be questions about the facts and all that. Do you both understand?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right. Ollie, you're line one, so we'll start with you.
Okay,
right. So, you need to listen, pay attention. We will come back with 10 questions afterwards, right?
Okay.
Good luck, Ollie.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I lived in New York for 43 years.
What?
Three and four. Jerry and Matt.
So, so that was the guy from yesterday?
Yes.
All right, so that would have made it a hell of a lot easier for him.
Yes,
it would. Three and four where?
Along the line.
Okay, all right. Right, got you. 1 second. So this should be that person there.
Yes.
So he would have got all of yesterday's.
You'd never got any right.
Right. Okay. Sorry, Ollie.
Okay.
After all this, if you don't win, how are you going to feel? I don't care because I'm already here. All right, so you ready?
Yep.
Alad?
Yeah?
This button? Alad! What button?
Hey, my name's Jerry Sullivan, and I run the 4th Street Gym here in Brooklyn, New York. This is the gym that Mike Tyson used to train in when he was a young fighter. And it's the oldest place of its type in Brooklyn, having first opened here in 1957. I live in a neighborhood 4 blocks east from here in an apartment with my wife, Lauren, and our 3 children. Buck, Lucy, and Cassius, and I've been running this place since 1988. Everybody here has to be a member. We have over 300 full-time members and 120 part-timers who pay a fee of $6.50 every time they want to use the facilities. If you want to be a full-time Z member, it's going to cost you $260 a year. And for that, you also get to use the Roosevelt Swimming Pool on the corner in 12th and 32nd Street. Everybody looks after everybody around here, and I wouldn't want to work anyplace else.
New York, New York.
Okay, Ollie, you ready?
Yep, go.
What's the name of the gym where Jerry works?
4th Street Gym.
In which district of New York is the gym?
Brooklyn.
How many children does Jerry have?
3.
How many full-time members does the gym have?
300.
In which year did Jerry first start running the gym?
88.
How much does it cost for full-time annual membership?
$260.
What was that?
$260.
The Roosevelt Swimming Pool is on the corner of 12th Street and which other street?
32nd.
Which boxing legend used to train at the gym as a young fighter?
Tyson.
In which year did the gym first open?
Which year did it first open?
Yeah.
97.
Name one of Jerry's 3 children.
Lucy.
All right, man. Who's helping you? Ollie?
Hello?
Who's helping you?
I'm trying to remember without giving you the wrong answer, mate.
Yeah, but you've got someone helping as well, you big liar.
You guys have wound me up so badly with doing that to me.
Don't blame it on us. We've been nothing but professional. All right, good luck, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, stay on the line. Right, so, Vicky, you've got to go through the whole thing, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, same thing for you, but obviously you get a different scenario. Mind, you never know with me pressing the buttons. You might get the same one. Are you ready?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, here we go. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I faded it out. Talk about tension. All right, here we go. There's nothing on it. Where is it? Oh, do you know, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll break for the news. How about that? That's a lot easier, isn't it? All right. This is just, you know, everything was going so smoothly. We'd even ordered pizza. And now, you know, the whole thing goes right. Well, everything stays exactly the same. Ollie has his answers done. Vicky will get her questions in a second. We'll break for the news, which gives us time to work out what we're doing. And then everything will be fine.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Almost brilliant.
Well, I think it's seamless.
Mm.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so we'll do that. We'll break for the news, and then we'll come back, and we'll play more of the second bit of the second round of our New York competition. Fabulous. I think it's going very well. I'm sure Dominic and Karen are sitting there going, we're so pleased we're not actually in New York right now.
No, it sounds very tense,
we're
actually.
We're gripped.
Hey, you wouldn't believe the tension in the studio, Dominic.
When you say tense, do you mean tense as in we're all ready to kill each other?
No, just tense as in it's good radio tension.
As in nervous headache. Yeah. I understand where you're going with this. All right. Okay, so we'll get back into the competition in just a few seconds. Let's get the news from Dominic. It's 8:32.
36 now.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from New York.
New York,
New York.
New York is so cool.
Stop smirking.
I'm not smirking.
Do you want to come around here and press the button?
Nope. Right. Roll the tape, Sony Radio Award judges.
It's a Sanyo, I'm telling you.
This is good.
It's a Sanyo.
This is special.
I smell a Samsung. All right, so back into this. What a palaver.
You're worth it in the end, though. Top prize. Could be coming out to see us.
Right, Vicky, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yep. Feeling
really,
a bit worse,
really, so sorry about it. Yesterday, we had 3 CD players decide to die mid-show, right. Mid-link. And then today, the important button with all your questions on disappeared. Anyway, we're good now.
Right. Okay.
So, ignore all the panic.
Yep.
Deep breath.
Yep.
I'm going to play this scenario. This is your scenario. Then we will have questions for you.
Okay.
All right, okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Hi,
I'm Marsha, and I work at JFK on the check-in desk for Transamerican Airways. I've been here for 3 years. Moved from O'Hare in Chicago, where I worked for 9 years. My husband Jeff works at the airport, too. He's a security officer and has to deal with checking passengers on up to 16 international flights a day. The hours are tough. I do a split shift 4 days a week where I start at 7 in the morning, work through until noon, and then come back again for a couple hours at 6. After that, I like to get home and spend time with my son, Nelson, who goes to St. Peter's Elementary School. He's got a full-time nanny. She's Mexican, Alicia. I enjoy what I do. Meeting different people is cool. Obviously, discounted flights with Trans Am, so we do plenty of traveling. This year, we've already been to Tampa, Barbados. So all in all, it's pretty cool, really.
New York, New York.
All right, Vicky, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right. What's the name of Marsha's husband?
Jeff.
Which airline does she work for?
Transamerica.
How long has she worked in New York for?
3 years.
How many days a week does Marsha normally do a split shift?
6 days.
Where did she work prior to this?
O'Hara.
What's Marsha's son called?
Nelson.
Name one place where they've been on holiday this year.
Tampa.
When Marsha does a split shift, what time does she have to start in the morning?
7.
What's the name of their childminder?
Nisha.
Up to how many international flights per day does Marsha's husband deal with?
16.
And they are your questions.
Excellent.
How do you think you've got on?
I don't know, because Ollie, he did really well, didn't he? So I'm just hoping.
I don't know. All right. All right, well, good luck. Ollie,
thank
how
you.
Do you think you have got on, man?
I think Marsha's beating me.
Marsha's not playing.
That's how confused I am.
She wants the Transamerican Airways.
She's been there for 3 years.
All right, okay, well, so Ollie, you reckon that she got more than you?
Yeah.
She didn't, you got the most, you threw through the final.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome.
Thank you, good.
All right, well, commiserations, Vicky.
Thank you very much.
You did very well. Also, commiserations to you, Martha, Marsha, anybody else who wants to play the competition. Listen, Vicky, have a good day.
Thank you, and you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. So, Ollie.
Thank you, Chris.
After all that messing around, you pulled a blinder on the air,
mate.
And I think you got virtually 10 out of 10.
Thank you, mate.
You're only in the final, Ollie. You come back tomorrow against Helen. One of you could be coming to New York to go to the King Kong premiere on Monday
night. That's fantastic, mate. Excellent, mate.
All right. Listen, I've got to go because we've got to talk to 50 Cent. You're keeping him waiting.
Oh, mate, thank you so much. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Chris.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow morning. Go and relax and we'll
All right, I will.
See
you
for the final tomorrow. All right, man. Bye. Right, 50 Cent will speak to him next on Radio 1.
I'm thinking about the doorbell, where I'm going to ring it. Where you going to ring it, Dave? Where you going to ring it? Where you going to ring my doorbell? Where you going to ring it? No point ringing my doorbell, I'll tell you why. The battery run out, it don't work anymore.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from New York City, International Radio 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. 50 Cent.
Yeah!
50, or Fiddy, as I like to call him, has been on the phone to me for the past week saying, I really want to come to the show when you come to New York. And so eventually I caved in and said, yes, you can come and see.
That's right. And I'm here.
Yeah.
He's been hassling us and we made it happen.
And you're up very, very, very early in the morning for this.
I'm very persistent, very consistent. I get what I want.
Listen, I appreciate you coming in because I know it's way too damn early. Westwood sends his regards, by the way.
Yeah, well, shout out to Westwood.
Yeah, Westwood. Timothy Westwood. Yeah. That's like the English big up thing. Yeah, that's how I do it.
Big up, big up.
Yeah. So how are you, man? How you feeling?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. Great, man. I'm getting excited. I'm getting ready to be coming back out your way.
Cool.
You know, so we get a chance to speak here, and then we'll speak again when I get there.
I like that.
When are you coming over?
Man, I'll be back out there. I got to do promotions for the film.
Yeah?
Get Rich or Die Trying. It actually scheduled to be released out there on the 20th.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to come out and promote the movie
Absolutely.
In the UK? Oh, well, that'd be great. Well, you must come in again. And
Definitely.
Then, you know, then we'll be sick of the sight of each other, you know, after three more visits.
Yeah, so you don't make me have to hassle you, you know.
I know.
Cooperate. Don't make me twist your arm.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. C. I apologize. So how's the film gone down? Are you happy with the movie?
Oh, man, I'm really happy with it, man. As far as the critics are concerned and in the States, everybody was really excited about it, and it gave me great reviews, and I just feel good at the actual end product.
Right.
The end performance, because it's so much that wasn't an actual film. Like, I watched it in its first edit. It was 3 hours long.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and now it's like, right now it's like an hour and 35, hour
okay.
and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's exciting. The actual process was a learning experience for me. It was my first film project.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like, if I come across another screenplay that's as exciting as my life story is to me, that I'll commit to it. But I just completed a development deal, so I'll be producing films in the future.
Man, this is just crazy that you're now doing movies.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. You got to keep continuously trying to move forward to the next level. You know,
yeah.
I think film is one of the largest formats for entertainment. I also completed a video game.
Yeah, we're hearing about that.
Yeah, Bulletproof through Universal Indie. And the game itself, while touring, I got a chance to see how interesting it would be to be a part of gaming as a form of entertainment, because we travel from state to state, sometimes city to city, and, you know, when we overseas, country to country. But, you know, you get a chance to see, you know, each other play the video game for hours and hours at a time, you know, so it's like, I also watched them play my music from a different source, like
right.
I played the stereo at the same time. So what I did was I put over 4 albums worth of material on the actual video game.
On the game,
yeah.
So what did you take all the sort of favorite bits from all your favorite video games when you're on tour and then make it into your own thing?
Yeah, well, what I did was I actually took the writer that compiled information with me to create the screenplay for my film. Richard Dietrian also assisted me in creating the theme for the video game.
Ah, very clever.
Yeah. So you're totally multimedia now.
Yeah, got
to
go
there. Did they do that silly thing where they had to take different pictures of you? Because you're in the game, right? So they had to take different pictures of your head.
Myself,
and all that. Yeah.
Dr. Dre and them.
I'm in a video game, so I know about these things.
Yeah, we had green screen, motion captions.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, but yours isn't as advanced as Mr.
No,
Sense.
No, it's not my game, but I'm in it.
Well, I know you're in it.
I'm going to be in the 24 game.
They offered me...
He's not interested by that.
Different video games? No, that's interesting, but I'm telling you...
You know the 24 chat power? I'm telling you about my game.
24 chat power?
You know,
you got to check it out. You got to send it to me.
I'll send it to me. I'll send you my game. You send me your game.
Yeah, where's the promotional product?
And then...
I mean, come on.
And
it's
then
not finished
you
yet.
Can do a game together. The two of you.
Yeah.
We get together.
So on the game, can I be you? Can I play you? Oh, yeah.
Be me. M plays like a... crooked cop.
Okay.
And Dr. Dre plays a Vietnam veteran.
I love that.
And he sells weapons in the game. So.
I love that. Dr. Dre is a Viet. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, my game's very good. I get shot and killed in my game.
You do?
Yeah.
Can I shoot and kill you in your game?
I don't know if you can shoot me. I think whether or not you can't control me, so I just die every game.
Oh, it's your voice?
No, I'm in. They're my face and all
your,
that.
Oh, your
stuff.
Character's in it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. You know.
That's what's up, though. Yeah. At least you're in there, you know?
Yeah, but I did mine for free. You'll be getting money for you. I did mine
wow.
for free.
That ain't cool.
No, I know.
You should have a chat, actually, about royalties.
Yeah, renegotiate.
And contracts.
Yeah. I should speak to your manager.
Yeah, we go back and we talk to him, say, okay, we agreed he'd be in the game, but we weren't sure you were going to utilize his likeness.
I like that.
It looks so much like him.
That's
that
right. Image rights.
And then sue the ass off.
Yeah, it's traumatizing his parents.
Just generally being my parents traumatizes my parents. All right, well, listen, hang around. Let's play a record, and then we'll be back with more Mr. 50 Cent live from New York City.
Shady aftermath.
That's 50 Cent on Radio 1. We are live in New York. The man is here.
That's right, I'm here, live in New York City.
Live in New York City, baby, yeah. give me a job. I can rap. I'm gonna be MC Cracker.
MC Cracker?
Yeah, that's what I wanna be. Do you like that?
You gotta stay right with me so we can make some money.
Take me to the candy shop. Mother thingies.
Are you gonna be an English rapper in New York?
I'm an English rapper.
English rapper in New York.
I reckon I'd be taken very seriously in the rap world.
It's not been done before, has it?
It hasn't.
What, an English, a white English rapper? I don't...
No.
I don't think so.
I think there's a market for it.
I think so. Yeah, checking it out. Freestyle with my man 50 Cent. He's in the house. Mother thingies.
Mother thingies.
Well, I can't swear, you
mother,
see.
Mother Hubbard, you
mother
can say.
Mother Hubbard. That's right, I'm down with the SH1T.
I'm gonna start doing that. See, mother thingies know I don't play that around here.
That's right.
Self-editing.
Okay, what else have I got to talk to you about? So we talked about the movie. Well, which you're gonna, but then you'll come over to the UK. So we'll talk about the movie then when you come back on, which is good. And we talked about the game. So listen, we're in New York for because you're from Queens.
Yes,
we're in New York for the week, and we're asking everybody who comes on the show what to tell us somewhere we should go or something we should do.
Right,
we want, that's not just touristy stuff that you
think
would be
we've got the guidebooks and everything. But,
yeah.
You know, the guidebooks give all the same stuff, and you, obviously, this is your town.
Yeah, yeah.
So we want to know the stuff.
Yesterday, we went for lunch in Harlem
to... Yeah, we did. Sylvia's.
Okay.
It's great.
Yeah, I'm moving around. So. Yeah. What kind of food do y'all like?
Look at the size of me.
You got to go to Mr. Chow's. You got to go to Mr. Chow's.
Mr. Chow's.
Yeah,
Mr. Chow's. Chinese food?
Yeah, they're just the best.
I love
I'm going to give you his address and stuff.
Yeah,
you gotta
I
go
love
to
that.
There and have
food.
Some.
Food is good.
Yeah. And, I mean, from there, wow, I mean, y'all shopping? I see you got the young ladies with you.
Oh, she likes shopping.
She's not so young, to be fair.
Hi.
Sorry. What? MC Cracker made a joke.
Funny.
Yeah, I gotta go down Fifth in Madison.
Yep,
and shop. Everything is there. You know, they got a lot of different.
All the big shops.
Yeah,
that's right.
But then you gonna spend a lot of money if you gonna be there. You know what to do? If y'all go to Queens, y'all can go to Jamaica Avenue. You won't spend as much money, but you'll get cool stuff.
Okay, Jamaica Avenue.
Yeah,
we can go there. I'm gonna run down to Jamaica Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. MC higher. Cracker!
Hey, you wouldn't last 5 minutes on Jamaica Avenue.
If you was in Harlem, you was in Sylvia's, then you was not far from 125th Street. Actually, you was down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
Okay, oh, well, that's not... That, we can go back. We know where we're
going. Stores and stuff.
Sylvia's, I was very tempted to sing in Sylvia's.
Yeah.
Because they all sing, they don't stop singing. Even when you want to order a drink, you want to... Can I have a Coke? Please.
Soul food.
Now, see, you be acting like you playing, but you be dead serious in the shower. I know you dead serious in the shower.
Yeah. You would stand up there and do Queen, It's a Kind of Magic or something, which wouldn't have the same atmosphere.
I'd sing some Freddie Mercury, maybe. This is a kind of chicken sandwich. I don't know. Well, we'll definitely do that then. We'll go, Mr. Chow's.
Mr. Chow's.
Mr. Chow.
We're going to go to Jamaica.
Jamaica Avenue.
Jamaica Avenue in Queens.
Jamaica Avenue. And then we'll do it higher. What? You should cover that. We should do it together. Do you like that?
Just for an intro for the show, though.
50 Cent and MC Cracker.
Yeah.
Hey, but just like an extra track on the album.
No, on my album.
Yeah.
Nah.
Not really?
Nah, well, we need an intro for the show. See, because I don't let them get me carried away.
Would you go on my album?
Next thing you know.
MC Cracker, my debut album.
MC Cracker, the debut album, you be saying featuring 50 Cent, sell 500,000 copies before they realize what it is. And next thing you know, they'd be like, man, I ain't buying nothing when I see 50 name on no more because I bought this MC Cracker record. And they were saying we're going to go down to Jamaica Avenue.
Alright. If Shady Records signs me up, MC Cracker.
If Shady Records signs you up.
One album deal only.
One album, the Shady Record signs you up. I have no choice but to feature with you.
There you go.
It'll be a contractual obligation.
We'll get M to do, we can do Ice Baby together.
Chuck Ice Baby.
Chuck Ice Baby.
Chuck Ice Baby.
I'm MC Cracker.
You gotta say it with another swag. You gotta say it's Chuck Ice Baby.
Chuck Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby! Yeah! That's my Little John. That's my impression. That's my impression of Dave Chappelle's impression of Little John, but none of these people know what I'm talking about.
No?
Yeah!
Well, that means nothing.
That means nothing. Well, listen, thank you, man, for coming in. I take it you're going to go back to bed. Before you go,
man.
A couple of things. Number one, very quickly, is our friend Longman, back in the UK, he runs a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
And he has a question for you.
Okay.
Hello, this is Longman from the world-famous Longman Sandwiches, Wood Lane, Rockwell, Leeds, England. Tell me, Firi, what's your favourite sandwich?
Turkey and cheese.
Turkey and cheese.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for the turkey and the cheese.
Take it to the sandwich shop.
Take me an American cheese.
There you go, long man. And the second thing is we have some presents for you.
Okay.
But you get to choose which one you want.
All right.
Okay. Now, these were football, soccer, as you would say.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
big football fans. So we brought a shirt from it, his team, Everton, and my team, Leeds United. Because the idea is if you like the shirt, then you might buy the club.
Okay, let me see.
So that is this is my team. Uh-huh. That's Leeds United, right? Do you like that white thing going
yeah,
on with the bench?
Yellow lines going
that's
through
right,
it.
Yeah, and this is Dave's team in Liverpool. This is Everton, and that's blue.
Yeah, that's kind of hot though. Let me see.
Really? Like- no,
yeah.
no.
Now the team the team matched my new sneakers.
There you go. There you go.
You see what I mean?
G-Unit.
You would look good with
them. Okay, I have you put that on. I just
see
you look good with Chang.
Right? You see it really match, right?
So you would go. Yeah. So you would go with the blue Everton shirt.
Good choice, Mr. Sent.
Well, whatever.
But you know, the soccer players, the actual football players, make these teams look good. You know that.
Well, this is it. This is it. So and we have better players.
They could. We could. We could smudge. Dog doodle on the shirt. If you got the best players on the team, that's the team they're representing. Where
they've got dog doodle wearing the shirts for their team. But anyway, so listen. Well, take that with our compliments, and when you come to the UK, come and see us, and we'll have some fun. And thank you, Mr. 50 Cent, for coming in.
Oh,
MC Cracker, Shop Ice Baby, and 50 Cent. Right, fine, okay, good. Sorry, just hugging.
Thank you, Mr. Sen.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I love your Everton shirt, man.
You like that? You look good in that Everton shirt.
Thank you. Right, Dave, gotta see you tediously. Gotta get say, Beastie Boys, no sleep till Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, Beckham has two brothers called Romeo and Cruz. A Cruz of a different type is where you'd expect to see Jay McDonald. Jay McDonald shares the same surname as Ronald McDonald, who's got very big feet like Sharon Davis. Sharon Davis is good at swimming like Patrick Duffy. Patrick Duffy shares the same surname as Billy Duffy from The Cult and Keith Duffy from Coronation Street. Coronation Street is made in Manchester. Manchester City are managed by Stuart Pearce. Pearce is what you might do to your ears or your nipples. Nipples tend to be bigger and more prominent on girls rather than boys. Girls and Boys was a big hit for Blur. Blur rhymes with burr, which is a French word for butter. Butter is made from milk. Milk is produced on farms, which are normally located in the country. Country, bluegrass and blues are represented by the letters CBGB, and CBGB's is a legendary New York punk club where we went for a pint last night with Reese, yeah. and is a venue that launched the likes of the Ramones, Television and of course Blondie, which links us to another New York based Tedious Inc track this morning. It is of course Blondie and Hanging on the Telephone.
Wow, wasn't that a coincidence that you were there last night?
Wasn't it just?
Wasn't it? That is brilliant, Dave, wasn't it? Where the link goes?
Nobody knows.
All right. Blondie then, here we go. This morning's Tedious Link, live from New York City. It's Blondie and Hanging on the Telephone. Very nice, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Why are you smirking
I'm
again?
I'm not smirking again.
I mean, that was a great song, but nowhere near as good as the song they were playing in the bar last night when we were in. Do you remember that one? That was brilliant. Who was that again?
I think it was the Misfits.
Right, brilliant, lovely.
Our exec producer, Reese, was in his element, wasn't he?
Oh, God.
Revisiting the early days of New York punk.
Yeah, should we go in here? Let's go in here and have a drink. This place is great. Let's go in here and have a drink. Yeah. So we all agreed then? Right, let's go in. And then he's looking at all the T-shirts and everything. He's going to buy a T-shirt for himself. He's going to buy his T-shirt for his wife. He's going to buy a T-shirt for his child. He's going to buy a T-shirt for his family. He looked at the prices. He didn't buy a T-shirt.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Yeah, how much is that, man? Yeah? What? $18? Yeah, it's the wrong size, man. Really wrong size. Do you have it in a size you don't have? No, I can't buy it then.
So instead, he went around the corner and bought some sunglasses for himself. Stuff your friends and family and all their gifts in New York.
Anyway, seamless link?
Yes.
Absolutely?
Absolutely.
No problems?
I think, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, okay, fair enough.
You were wrong on the nipples, though.
Well, no, not really. But, I mean, people are saying that the world record for the biggest nipples in the world is held by a man. However,
I got a big nipple, man.
You have
got. That's 50 Cent there. He's just sticking his head back in.
I got a big nipple, Dave.
Well, you've got big nipples.
That's 50 Cent saying that.
Oh, he's gone now.
No, that's me doing him. No one will know. Can we see your nipples?
Empty crackers in my nipples.
That's right. Lovely. Thanks for. It's 50 Cent there. Anyway, it's half time of the show. It's just after half time of the show, actually. It's a bit where Dave always says,
let's get ready to rumble.
Can I just say, look at the smug way Dave then turned and took a sip of his coffee. Done. Play the music and he went, yeah. So we go, yeah.
Did I?
Good git.
That was a good one today.
It's like a little pat on the back to yourself. Nice one, Davey.
I know.
I didn't mean to.
No, it looked good. I liked it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. 50 Cent's a nice guy, isn't he?
Isn't he?
He was on good form.
I like him.
He likes you too.
What do you think?
However, he also likes the Everton shirt, sadly. More, only because it goes with his brand of trainer.
Because he had sneakers on that were blue and white.
Yeah.
And he looked at the shirt and he knew that they would go and look dope.
He what?
He thought that the shirt,
right,
the Everton shirt,
yeah, he looked,
would look dope,
dope
with his trainers.
Right. What do you say to people who have been texting the show saying, I believe that you and Dave... you know, your voices are becoming too American since you've been out there.
Talking about this, weren't we?
Yeah, what do you have to say to those kind of people?
It's very easy to slip into it. Yeah.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they're completely wrong, in my opinion. I don't think I'm losing it at all. I'm still very Leeds. They don't know what they're talking about! Oh, speaking of which, I've got to play this, right?
What's this?
You know, we're broadcasting, we're obviously on Radio 1.
Yeah.
And we're on the air in America.
On Sirius?
Yeah. Sirius Satellite Radio. It's the one with the dog. Woof, woof. Not to be confused with Ellen. Anyway, so... all these different radio stations come out of this building, right?
Yeah.
And we have... they gave us a CD of all the little adverts for each little show. And it's brilliant, but I've... so, I'm saying to you... that's how they talk in New York. And there's a woman who's been on the radio for years called Lynn Samuels, right? Now, I believe she's from New York. I believe. I think she's got a bit of a New York accent when she talks.
A bit of coffee twang.
Yeah. And we have, we've got the advert for a show here. Now, you tell me or not, Dave. I know you're not an expert in voices. Mm. But you tell me, do you reckon this woman has a New York accent or not?
You have to get past the voice.
Serious.
And listen to the genius of it all.
Sirius Left's own Lynn Samuels.
You can't put a label on me.
Tell us something amazing.
My desk was right next to Rush Limbaugh's. So I made Rush Limbaugh even fatter by saying, this is a Malamar, taste it.
So, what about George W. Bush?
Who could like George W. Bush? Psychopaths.
Lynn Samuels.
I'm a free thinker, I'm not a psychopath.
1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 143.
I'm a very deep person.
Now, I'm no expert on American regional accents, but I think you're right. I do think she has a slight New York twang.
Wouldn't it be great if Joe Wiley spoke like that? Whoa, we got the Quillers in the day! How you doing?
Yeah, we're all right, thing.
What? We got back here, hear you! What? What were you?
I just gotta go Chinese.
What were you? Supplies!
It's going all over the place.
What wrong with you?
What wrong with you? And then here's this track six is Reese's favourite show on the network.
These are all shows that come out of this building, aren't they?
I can't, Reese, tell me again, how do you pronounce this? It's Mojo Nixon's Lying, what is it?
I can't say that.
In fact, you can't even get close to saying it.
Mojo Nixon's, what is it? How do you pronounce it? You don't want to have a go?
No.
No, okay. Oh! And what was the other? We got the numbers wrong! Who's the other one? And then there's Richard Simmons.
I've heard of him.
He's the guy with the curly hair. He used to be fat and picked on at school, and then he lost loads of weight, and now he helps fat American women lose weight. Now, this is the advert for his show.
Serious.
Hi, this is Brian Atwood from Symphony Hall 80. Here's my friend Richard Simmons with some weight loss advice for a mother and her daughter.
What I would recommend is that you be each other's support system. Yeah. Email each other, maybe with some recipes. Yeah. I want you all to really make an effort. Will you promise me to do that?
I promise.
Amanda, I didn't like that way you said I promise. You did it too rushed.
I promise. Love you.
Do you know, a guy like that would drive me to eating cake. I've got to be honest.
What you gotta do there, Dave? You know what you gotta do? You just gotta stop eating, you know what I mean?
Shut your face.
It's a man. Hi there, I'm Richard Simmons. How you doing? Do you like my curly hair? I'm wearing a leotard.
So he used to be fat and now he's giving advice.
Yeah. It's very funny. I think he may be. What? Happy with himself these days. Yeah. Anyway. And then there's Cousin Brucey. Now, you're obsessed with this guy, even though you haven't even met him or heard him.
I'm not obsessed by him. I'm obsessed by how obsessed you are.
No,
because you walked past his studio the other day, and in this building, in Sirius, right, all on this one floor, there's all these different stations. There's rock stations and country stations and Spanish stations and all this. And they've all got these glass windows. And you go past Cousin Brucey's, and it's like a shrine to himself, isn't it? He's got pictures of himself all over the place.
But all the pictures are all black and white, and they've got to be for at least 40 years ago. There's no picture on that wall that looks like it could have been taken in the last 15 years.
So you walk past and you go, oh my God, it's Cousin Brucey. Because this whole place for you is like a Radio Anorak's wet dream, though, isn't it? Because it's all these people that you've grown up listening to.
What a nice way to say it, Dave.
Do you know what? For the odd Radio Anoraks that are listening, Joe, Graham and I, yesterday, were very excited because we met Kid Kelly. How is that? And you guys have no idea who
he is. Never heard of him.
But it was lovely to see the smiles on your faces.
I was excited meeting Kid Kelly as Reese was going into heebie-jeebies or whatever that was called. Heebie-jeebies, I don't know. Should we tell everybody else who we met yesterday?
Yeah.
We met Howard Stern yesterday.
Wow. That was the funniest thing.
It was approximately a 12-second meeting that I had with Howard Stern.
Before that, can I just set up the fact that before you actually, when we're walking down the corridor,
right,
there's you and there was me and there was exec producer Reese.
Yeah.
You're going outside and you had these big fly shades on.
I did, yeah. And I looked great yesterday.
As I came around the corner, I saw this colossal man, because he's about 6'5", is Howard Stern. And we all just froze and go, oh my God, Howard Stern. And we just turned round and legged it.
It was like the boss coming in. And he had glasses on as well. Did he have shades on? I think he did have shades on, didn't he? I can't remember. No? He did, yeah.
Just then you two trying to play it cool.
Then it was like, oh, we'll just hang around here for a bit.
Play it cool, Trig. Play it cool.
What did you say to him?
Hi, how are you? Hi, nice to meet you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I think my parting words to Howard Stern were, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
But there's not many people that really get you nervous and excited, and he's one of them.
I want to introduce you to Cousin Brucey. I think you'd love Cousin Brucey.
I don't think he'll have the same effect, bearing in mind I've never heard of him.
But I think you need to meet Cousin Brucey. Something tells me he's a kind of American radio equivalent of Dave Lee Travis.
Is he?
Yeah. But good. You know what I mean? Hey everybody, this is your... he's called Cousin Brucey. I think that gives you an indication of what kind of show this guy does. And he implies on the air that he is indeed your cousin.
But he's not.
Brucey. He's not
my cousin.
No, I know. You could do him for slander, Dave. But he goes, hello everybody, this is your cousin Brucey. He's not actually my cousin Brucey. Here we go.
Hey everybody, it's Bruce Morrow here. But you cousins in New York especially know me as Cousin Brucey.
We also met another...
I'll play it again.
Cousin Brucey! He sounds like I know what about Howard Stern. Nice to meet you!
I'll play again.
Okay.
Hey everybody, it's Bruce Morrow here. But you cousins in New York especially know me as Cousin Brucey. And I'm back right here on Sirius. Yeah, I know that you love your oldies. I know that, right? So I'll be with you real soon, cousins. But we all get together with a big kickoff show live from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. And that's July the 4th. So I want you to tell your friends, your old pal Cousin Brucey is back right here exclusively on Sirius. I never left you, you know that.
Yeah, he's silly dude.
He's the sort of person I wouldn't want to be related to.
he's one of those cousins which isn't a real cousin.
We also yesterday met Huma Newman.
What?
That other fella that we met yesterday was...
When?
Yesterday.
I didn't meet human...
Did you not?
Human
was,
no,
you,
when?
When you were talking to Kid Creole in the... In
that's not Kid Creole. It's Kid Kelly, his
when,
name is.
When you were talking to him... In
he's
his,
a famous DJ in here. That's not Krispy Kreme either. When, Kid Kelly.
When you were talking to the kid yeah. in his office...
Yeah.
Kid
then,
Jensen.
Yeah. Then this other fella came up and he was Human Newman, whoever Human Newman is.
Which one? Did I, which one was he?
He was the one with dark hair. They came up and just tried to shake your hand and you ignored them and talked to Kid Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that was him. Wow.
I only noticed because there was pictures of him on the walls as well.
They've got every ex-radio DJ from New York working this building. It's unbelievable. Anyway, Rachel!
The lines are not open for car park catchphrase, so do not call in today because we're not playing it all week because we're in New York. So you don't need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, or be in a car park. Once again, the lines are not open.
Thank you.
My goodness, who's that over there?
Hi, everybody, it's Bruce Morrow here, but you cousins in New York especially know me as Cousin Brucey.
Oh, no! Bruce Morrow! Like that, like from the... He's a girl,
I love you, Bruce Morrow.
Yeah.
You're only a door away. He is, he's in the studio next door.
Oh dear! I'm gonna play it again this second. I really think that's funny. Okay, one more time.
Yep.
Hi everybody, it's Bruce Morrow here, but you cousins in New York especially know me as Cousin Brucey.
That'll do.
Wake up, Mr. Webb. Check us out.
There you go. That's the Cousin Brucey remix there.
It's nice. That,
Hound
isn't it?
Dogs, I like girls.
Mm.
He sounds like the fella who did the Humpty Dance.
The Humpty Dance.
It was Digital Underground.
I don't remember that.
Old school, Dave. Old school.
Back in the day.
Boom! Humpty Dance! Well, that doesn't sound anything like him. I don't know why I'm doing that. Kanye West before that with Heard Him Say, which is a great record, comes out next week. And Hound Dogs, I Like Girls, I don't think that's his real name, comes out in
it's
December.
Two of them, Hound Dogs.
There was it Jimmy Hound.
And Stuart Dog.
Stuart Dog. Yo, what are you doing? How you doing out there? Yeah, this is to a dog. I want to pick up all my ladies in the house. Say, yeah, that's right. All the little sexy ladies love a bit of Stuart.
I think his name's Stuart anyway.
Yeah, little Stuart. Not Stuart Little. Little Stuart. That's my baby. We could easily go on one of the hip-hop stations here and put on a voice like that for a three-hour show and no one would know.
Hmm.
That's right. It's just Stuart Dog in the place. And this is my main man. Terry Hound.
The Americans here find us dangerous and interesting, I think.
Could you imagine if we did that, though? They'd love it. Yeah, we got Finney set up in the place. Just talk like that for 3 hours.
Do you not think that would become interesting? Irritating, right?
No, I think it could be interesting. Yeah, but for, you know, for the hip-hop stations, it'd be great. Let me tell you, I talk like this really high-pitched, man. Like that all the time. Be great. A little bit of bass, you know, in the background. Who'd know? You know what I mean? Who would know? Who would listen, granted, but also who would know? Anyway, we have another of Alan's Guides to New York coming up in a little bit. Do you know what today is about?
Touristy things today.
There you go. Touristy things. I can hardly wait. It's 9:26, Green Day at Radio 1. On BBC Radio 1. Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Coming up, Alan's Guide to... What was it again, Alan?
Touristy things.
Touristy things, Dave. What is it?
Touristy things. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you again.
I'm going to bless you. I'm so sad at the thought of meeting Cousin Brucey. You can understand that. Franz Ferdinand plays in a second as well. Let's get some final news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:30.
Starting off frosty this morning, then dry and bright later on. Sleet and rain.
Yep.
In the west.
Where's that?
That's in the UK.
Oh, is it? We're not there.
How is it in New York? Is it sort of?
Yeah, it's all right.
Is it mild?
Rachel, check outside on the weather. Okay.
Is it still New York outside?
New York's still there.
You're still there.
Excellent.
Dominic.
Thank you very much.
And
indeed
I can report it's very mild at the moment.
It's very mild.
Do you have
it's
a temperature mild range? Because obviously we're dealing facts.
No, she's fine. Everything's fine. She's feeling great.
I got the temperature in New York, though. Apparently today it's going to be 17 degrees.
So you don't need your thermals then?
There's some bridge maintenance work going on at the moment. It's happening in Anglesey on Beach Road North. That's both ways at the A4080 junction. Bye-bye now. Almost exactly 9:35 in the UK.
Hello, Dominic and Kerry. It's your cousin Brucey here. Cousin Brucey.
Hello.
Hi, cousin Brucey.
Hello, Kerry. Would you like to come sit on my knee?
You're all right, cousin Brucey. I think I'll leave it.
Can I sit on your knee, Dominic?
No, you're fine, Brucey boy.
I don't know why I'm talking like that.
Uncle I'm Ken Brucey, that's what you want.
Ken Brucey?
Yeah. You could have a meeting of nations there with a Scottish...
Ken Brucey?
It needs
Ken
work,
Brucey
doesn't it?
Ken Brucey and cousin Brucey is brilliant.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you can work on that.
God, you should have... Oops, excuse me. those guts again.
Whoa.
Dave.
What is that?
I can smell that from here.
I'd just like to say that my guts are fine. Thank you very much. I haven't blown off once this morning.
Oh,
everything
nice
is fine.
Just one second, Dominic. We need to do something.
Hi, everybody. It's Bruce Morrow here. But you cousins in New York especially know me as Cousin Brucey.
There you go.
Brucey.
I love him. And how... And how about our other friend, the girl? Again, once again, this is the woman we reckon is from New York, just by the sound of her voice.
You have to get past the voice.
There you go.
You have to get what?
What's she saying?
You have to get past the voice. Yeah.
You have to get past the voice.
Serious.
And listen to the genius of it all.
Serious Left's own Lynn Samuels.
You can't put a label on me.
Tell us something amazing.
My desk was right next to Rush Limbaugh's.
My desk?
She sounds like Estelle, you know, Joey's agent and friend.
Yeah.
Estelle!
I want to hear Lynn. You're all right. Calm down, love. just because you tried to cop off with Beckham yesterday and failed.
Yeah. I didn't fail. He didn't say no.
He didn't say yes, did he?
Well, he said if he was here, he would.
But he what?
He said if he was here, he would. Christmas party.
Right.
Are you one of his most favourite sports readers of all time?
I think I might be, Dave.
I like that. That's the same voice you use for Frank Lampard as well, Dave. It's brilliant. You just double up for all Premiership footballers.
All the Premiership footballers.
Supercoals, we love it.
and David Beckham, what does he say?
Carrie's one of my favourite sports readers of all time.
Right.
We love it.
And John Terry would sound like?
John Terry would sound a bit like that as well.
Would he? Yeah. Is it everybody?
It's uncanny, isn't it?
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank?
Yeah, well, a bit like that, but more Dutch.
More Dutch.
Oh, beautiful. James Beattie would be?
He's difficult. He's broad lengths, isn't he?
All right, okay.
Oh, dear, sorry.
Oh, you've got to laugh, haven't you?
You have.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing for the rest of today, then? We like hearing about your New York stuff. Yeah.
I don't know.
Good morning, James Beattie.
It's all in the timing, I feel. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's all in the timing, Dominic.
Mm.
Today, we don't know. We're going to find out in a bit.
Okay.
Right.
But first...
Mm.
Alan is yet another one of his now award-winning, or soon-to-be award-winning, guys to New York.
Mm.
Today, what is it again, Alan?
Touristy things.
Touristy things, Dominic.
Touristy things.
I enjoyed the one yesterday.
Well, strap yourselves in, Dominic. Here comes another.
This is one.
New York City boy.
Hey, how you doing? No, it's not Joey from Friends, silly. It's your friend, Aled, with day two of Aled's Guide to New York. Already, I can tell you that this is a fabo place. There's just so much to do. And I can tell you, if you're a tourist and like to take pictures of things, then this is one hell of a big apple. The city of New York has been used as the setting and backdrop for countless films over the years. And when you look over here, you can see why. These aren't film sets, ladies and gentlemen. These are the real McCoys. Over there, it's the Empire State Building. Yep, the one that was used in Harry Met Sally. Now, you've all heard of Central Perk, right? But have you heard of Central Park? No, didn't think so. But Central Park is actually a huge real park in the heart of New York City. That's great for walking dogs in or even ice skating, but only during the winter. Now, if I had to pick my all-time, one-time favourite show of all time, it would have to be either Will and Grace or Sex and the City or Friends. Hey, and guess what? Yep, they're both filmed right here in New York, and I'm standing right underneath the block where Carrie lives. How cool is that? I wonder if she'll be coming out today for a mocha chocochino. Come on. In addition to all this film and TV stuff, you can also take a ride on the Staten Island Ferry, which is a ferry that takes you all the way to Staten Island. Or you can have a look at the Statue of Liberty, which was actually a present from the French to celebrate Independence Day or something. Or if all that sounds a bit boring and you really want to just jump in with both feet and make a real splash, you can do it right here, at the Friends Fountain. Look, it's the actual Friends Fountain. Oh my God. I'll be there for you. Hey, and I'll be back tomorrow for more hot fun in the sun, right here on Aled's Guide to New York. Y'all have a nice day now.
I want to vomit. I desperately, I don't know about Dominica Carey, but I feel the need to puke immediately.
I may join you.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm already there.
Oh, my God. It's the actual Friends Fountain. Oh, my God. I sound so much like that one, don't I? Oh, I'll be there.
And Al, just thanks a lot for clearing up that it wasn't Joey right at the beginning of
yeah,
that piece.
Yeah, because you sounded so much like him.
Right, Dominic and Carrie, have a lovely day.
You too.
And you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay,
bye.
Very quickly. The fact that we're out of the country, does that mean that you have to read the 12:45 newsbeat all week?
No, it was just yesterday.
Right, okay. So yeah. Definitely not doing it today?
Definitely not.
So you're done for the day then?
Yep. Well, no, I've got to
have
do
a
half,
nice sleep.
Half 10, half 11, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell them that you need it for a very important meeting after the show.
Okay, I will do.
Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Dominic.
Thank you.
Bye-bye!
Bye.
New York, so welcome to our show. We've ordered up our breakfast and we're all raring to go. There's lots of lovely differences for everyone to see. They always offer coffee, but we still insist on tea.
Hey everybody, it's Bruce Morrow here, but you cousins in New York especially know me as Cousin Brucey.
Hello, I'm Franz.
And I'm Ferdinand.
Together we are Franz Ferdinand. And that's a great new record, which is called...
Walk Away.
Walk Away. That's right, Walk Away. Go on, hop it. I'm sorry.
I think we're overly tired now.
Well, do you know what? I actually feel great.
Do you?
I genuinely feel as though it's 10 to 10 in the morning.
So do I.
Although in New York, it's not. It's 10 to 5. It's 4:50 a.m.
It's really yeah. weird.
Right, would you like to know what we're doing today?
Yes, please.
The Gabby Cabai is going to tell us every day at this time what we are doing this day. You ready?
Let's have today's itinerary.
Go on, Gabby!
Hey, Chris and the team. This is the Gabby Cabby, and today we're going to the Empire State Building, my
yes.
most favorite building in this whole city.
Yay! Oh, yeah.
That's good.
You, now, you've never been to New York, so you've never been at the top of the Empire State
Building. No, I haven't.
But I've been to New York, and I've never been up it either.
I've never been up it.
Really?
Really?
that surprises me, Alan. Honestly.
Oh, you lot.
Hey?
I've never been up the Empire State Building, no.
Is that the one that King Kong goes up?
That's the one that King Kong climbs.
Ooh, yeah.
Can't write this, can you, Alice?
No.
Hey? You're a one-man joke machine.
Brilliant.
So what time are we going up it, then?
Oh, please.
This afternoon.
1 second. There you go. when are we going up it?
This afternoon.
Right, okay.
We have our own tour guide, so we'll jump the queue.
Yeah.
And we'll get
that'll
to go.
That'll really annoy everybody.
Yeah, that'll annoy
well
them
done.
All the locals. And then we'll go up.
The Empire State Building.
There you go. Timing's everything.
But they say it's going to rain today.
So oh, do they?
When we got to the top.
So by the time, you know, you've gone all the way up, you know, it'll be all wet.
Yeah.
To take your Mac.
Any others?
No.
I
can't really.
You know when you go to the top, you've got to get the lift down.
Yes.
And that lift, the speed of it is amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you'll be so. I'm not even going there. I can't do it. The lift will get you down so quickly.
Great.
To the bottom. Anyway, that's today then, the Empire State
Good.
Building.
Good, nice.
What time?
I'm looking forward to that.
Actually, between 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
We should take a camera because the views would be nice up there.
Well, let's hope so, Dave. Mm.
We've got Hoop Dog.
Yeah.
If you want to have a look at the photos, by the way, it's at Radio 1
online.
bbc.co.uk/radio1 or type mobile into your text and send it to us, 81119. So send us a text saying mobile, 81119. You will see our great Radio 1 mobile site.
If you've got WAP on your phone.
That's right. You can see our daily photos, diary.
I've just found out, by the way, that Alan just showed me that I have WAP.
Right. Most phones have WAP.
Annie also told you off the air to refer to it as WAP, and not as you referred to it yesterday as whatever.
WAP.
WAP.
Which is something entirely different.
You can also download.
Hey, I've got a WAP on my phone! If not.
You also have an audio download that you can put on your phone.
Yeah, an audio download, because we're not allowed to call it something that would ring on your phone. We're not allowed to do that.
Like a tone.
Yeah, like a ring, I don't know.
Ring.
Or a tone.
A ring.
It's not, it's certainly absolutely not that. Nope. Isn't that right, Hopper Hoop?
Yeah.
There you go.
H-O-O-P-E-R.
So, get it for your phone. Anyway, what I'm saying is that. We're joining in the production of the show now, because when that competition was dying on its arse, you were saying nothing!
What could I do?
Also now, play a record!
You had 8 people running around, no point me getting involved.
DJ Reese, now DJ Reese is piping up, 6 minutes before the end of the show, he gets confident. Play, down the back, play a record! Hey, Joe Wiley's in at 10 with Gordon Ramsay on the show.
Really?
Something smells good. That'll be Joe Wiley from 10 o'clock this morning. Right here on Radio 1. I love this track. Oh, by the way, in Con and Edith, they're on at 1 o'clock today, getting ready for your favourite on the show on Friday. Jeremy Clarkson's going to be on the show.
I saw that, yes.
So, that's on Friday, but we're listening today to put your questions in from 1 o'clock today. Scott Mills is on at 4 as well.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got Flirt Divert, the highlights, and of course your call is on. I was listening to your call yesterday in New York, and I took a picture of the radio with all the skyscrapers in the background, so it was on my window ledge, and sent it to Scott, and he was very excited.
That sounds tremendous.
Yeah. What time's he on?
4 o'clock.
Then Zane Lowe is on tonight at 7 o'clock. Although I don't know anything about Zane's show tonight. It's just a shame that no one else here does either, Dave.
Let me tell you, great mate.
Oh, great.
He's on from 7 with Julian Casablancas from The Strokes.
Who?
Julian Casablancas from The Strokes. Well, and he'll be joining Zane to preview the new album ahead of their exclusive gig tonight in London.
Wow, that is amazing, Dave.
From 7, Zane Lowe, only on Radio 1.
Is it worth mentioning Mike Davis in the lockup?
Yeah, why not?
No. Mike Davis is on at 9.
Play a record.
Reese, I'm playing a record. But I'm desperately trying to pad for 60 seconds, so then we can play this in full as our last track.
Play a record.
I'm playing a record. As loud as your radio can possibly go, please. Reynolds at Radio 1. I love that track, Dave. Rocket, a natural gambler.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, especially for Richard Perry, who will be tuning to the show this morning.
as everybody is.
Did you mess your timings up?
No, but I want to use this as a backing
band. Oh, I thought you were just going to play it again.
No, I'd love to play it again, but I'm not allowed. Would you like to hear today's genuine New York phrase?
Yes, please.
This is from the Gabba Cabba.
Today's phrase for the day is, give me a bagel with a schmear. That's right, a bagel with a schmear.
Give me a bagel with a schmear. That's right, a bagel with a schmear. I don't think that sounds very appetizing, I'm going to be honest.
I'm going to give that a miss,
That doesn't sound like my type of thing at all. I'm not a big bagels fan. Right, Joe Whitey is next. Have a great day. We've got Gordon Ramsay on the show today, Allard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because we're here. He's doing her show instead. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Don't forget the daily podcast and all that. And Joey's lovely. I love her. Bye-bye.